The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Good Monday morning. It is 7:05 here on December the 8th. What's that mean? We've got, 16 shopping days left through Christmas. I guess 17 if you want to count Christmas Day, because if you get up early, you can still run out and find that good bargain. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Linda's a little bit under the weather today, and we're going to try and keep her well for the rest of the season here, so I told her to stay home. Anyway, so a bad Bob is here with our weather.
Showers likely before 10 a.m., then drizzle rest of the day, and we'll see clouds off and on through Wednesday. And that's when things get very interesting. Lots and lots of rain. Could be very, very heavy at time, along with high winds. And so the first chance of it's going to be clouds in the sky for the rest of the week. We'll take what we can get. Right now in Reading, it is 55 degrees. The report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated with senior and veterans discounts. Good morning to Chuck and Judy. 365-3793. Give them a call. All right, Bad Bob, hop on your mic. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Bad Bob. Happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you.
And yesterday was your birthday, December 7th.
It certainly was. We were up in Oregon with some friends.
Did you have a good time? Ashland. What'd you do for your birthday, buddy?
Went out to a lot of shops. Ashland and Grants Pass, places like that, have some very nice street shops. And we spent, we have friends who live just outside of Ashland. And so we went to a concert where our friend was performing along with the Southern Oregon Chorale. And went and splurged on a new piece of entertainment equipment.
Uh-oh. What'd you get?
Well, we went big.
Here we go.
Yeah.
When you two techies, you and Brenda, the techie, the boomer tech couple, get together, what did you buy?
Well, we've talked about upgrading our TV screen, and based on what I saw at your place, and also some research we've done, we got ourselves we went with a 5-footer. Now, remember, growing up,
5 feet of TV,
60-inch TV. Yes.
Whoa.
Remember growing up, if you had a 25-inch color, you were top of the food chain.
You were the top dog, and people would come over just to watch the peacock.
You got a remote.
Well, I don't know about that. There were no remotes when I started. When I started, the Duckworths had the only color TV on the whole street in Decatur, Georgia. And everybody would go. They'd invite people over, and you'd watch the peacock would come up with all the different colors. And, wow. Everybody was just –
the peacock had a theme song.
Probably did. But, yeah, when it came on, and then it was color TV, and this was in the 50s. And I was like, wow.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
There
remember
you go.
That?
Yes, yes, yes. You're
and the peacock
right.
would bloom
yep.
out.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep, it would. And then that was, and then we'd all rest of us go home to our black and whites. Which was okay because you had a black and white TV.
You'd had the same silver tone for about 20 years.
Oh, gosh, yeah. So now you've bought yourself a 65-foot TV that would take up your whole house.
Not exactly. But
it's the whole wall in your house. Is that the wall closest to the explosion?
No, but had a good time, went and splurged on a new pair of boots and some other odds and ends we wanted to pick up. But, I would have said it was really relaxing, but when Brenda's in God love her, in full-on shopping mode, plus Friday night there was an art walk, and we went on that. They've got a very active art community in Ashland, obviously, and so we spent lots of time looking at pictures on the wall going, what is that?
Wow. And speaking of Ashland, they found one of the two teens that's missing. The one that started it all out, though, is still gone. They're thinking she's gone to Fresno. She's 17. Now, the one they did find was 15 years old, was found near Matoli Beach with two Siskiyou County men, Andrew Thilbert of Weed and Richard Sullivan or Silver of Dunsmuir, both 19. They're charging the two guys with all types of, or one of the guys with all types of nasty crimes, which they should. But they still haven't found the young lady that started this whole thing off, Hannah Thomas Gardner. And it was said, of course, that she was heading someplace where it was warm. Okay. Dozens and dozens of people showed up yesterday at the county to commemorate the 73rd anniversary of the bombing of Pearl Harbor. And three of our surviving Pearl Harbor survivors were there, of course. Mel Fisher, Mike Sotok, and Art Minot were there. Kim Chamberlain was there, and so many others. I rode in there a lot earlier, thinking it was going to be earlier. But it was I was off to another event that was being held.
Just a busy guy.
Well, it was just, you know, I would like to have gone to that. But I was there. I was there at the monument anyway and paid homage to that, the one out in front of the county courthouse. But this is, you know, there's so, you know, the remaining, veterans in their 90s, late 80s and early 90s. We talked to a gentleman on Veterans Day. Then we were doing this Veterans Day event down at Crown Motors, and he was like 93, standing just as straight as an arrow, talking about being on the deck of the USS Arizona, where he had the watch, watching the planes coming in and the explosions that lifted the Arizona up out of the water. And then it sunk so rapidly. And then he was on dive duty after that, trying to pull bodies out of it for 3 weeks. Went on to fight and do a number of different jobs, including an aviator, became an aviator in the Navy, and flew a torpedo bombers. So, all of that. But the weekend always finishes up, as we always finish with our, with all types of things we know we're talking about, all the things we want to do. I want to remind everybody about Rees Across America. It's going to be next Saturday, December the 13th, begins at 12 o'clock noon at the Northern California Veterans Cemetery. And you could go up there. It'll be a short service. And then everybody, grabs Rees or takes Rees and places them reverently on the graves out there. And it's about 2,500 graves out there now. Started out with 500. It's now 2,500 5 years later. Wow. Anyway, it's going to begin at 12 noon. I'm going to be talking about it all week, and I hope you can join us out there. Okay? One thing is on your birthday, how are you sleeping on your birthday there, buddy?
Now that you mention it.
Is it getting a little bit tougher?
Yeah, well, sleeping okay, but our friends up in Ashland did, in fact, have a older model sleep number bed.
Wow. You know what?
Found myself playing with the remote.
Is that fun? Okay. And you have to admit, you could sleep at – what was your sleep number setting?
I think I ended up somewhere in the vicinity of 50.
50. Okay. No, that's cool. That's good. That's halfway. But if you have it, and then the dual air technology allows Brenda. What was Brenda's? Or did you?
Don't recall.
Just pump her up to like 70.
Yeah.
Have her there at, you know, kind of at parade rest. So the next morning she can get up and really get going on that shopping. But it's not only that, but if you have not only the dual air technology, but now the new sleep IQ technology, there's nothing you have to do. Nothing you have to turn on. All you have to do is sleep. And the sensors inside the bed track how well you're sleeping, and they're going to give you some adjustments there. It says, what adjustments can you do to make your sleep better? Maybe more exercise, but you're all out walking around, and maybe less caffeine during the day. Maybe change the number. But this is what the sleep IQ technology can do. Well, I know.
Less coffee.
Yes, less coffee. But if you choose to drink coffee, then the only thing you do is when you sleep down, get down and lay on your sleep number bed. My sleep number setting is 45, by the way. You just go to sleep. How much is a good night's sleep worth? 35 cents, 40 cents a day? Because these things are guaranteed. These mattresses are guaranteed. They're number one of Consumer Reports, which takes no money for ads. So, you know, they're giving you their best idea on what's great out there. And you can get them right now. you can save $300 on the most popular bets. Just head on down to the Target Shopping Center and go down and see Brian or Janice and ask them to put you on the bed and find out what your sleep number setting truly is. Made in America, guaranteed. You're not going to get a better bed. Linda and I just love this bed. Head on down there and tell them you said, tell them that Carl and Linda sent you. Okay. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about the a couple of things. I want to talk about what happened yesterday in the San Francisco 49ers game and with the Oakland Raiders, arguably the worst team in football, played the San Francisco 49ers. And I'd like to talk a little bit about that. Plus, what happened in Louisiana on Saturday. You know, let's talk about really what's happened in the South, the Democrats and Republicans. We'll be right back.
Orchard Nutrition Center buys locally to not only support our North State growers and vendors, but buying locally also reduces the time from grower to market, which ensures that your family has the freshest, most nutritious products available.
My name is Pam Giacomini. I'm with Hat Creek Grown Beef up in Hat Creek. Orchard Nutrition Center has been showcasing our product for several years, and we are now their exclusive grass-fed beef producer. They're also cooking our deli rounds in their deli and produce their roast beef sandwiches out of it. Working with the crew here is just fantastic. We really appreciate their work with us and their embracement of local products and good local producers.
Hi, I'm Richard Bloom. We manufacture the MSM Health Solutions products in Anderson, California. It's really good to see a local company like Orchard getting behind manufacturers locally and helping us to produce here locally to sell our products locally.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store. Visit them at 221 Locust Street in Reading or on the web at orchardnutrition.com.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Kathy and I would like to thank all of our customers who pay their bills on time. The delivery drivers are back from the fires and filling a lot of kerosene tanks, so don't wait till winter. Kathy has a lot of 1 gallon to 2.5 gallon propane bottles for all the campers and hunters. They're a lot easier to handle. We are doing a lot more wet hosing on construction sites for those who don't want to worry about fuel on site. Give Danny a call. Kathy and Johnny still have one or two used heaters left. They're going quick. If you need a new gauge or a filter on your kerosene tank, be sure to let us know and we'll bring one out with your next delivery. Northern Lights Energy, Corning, Weaverville, and Reading. Family-owned, small business, and great people. Not a lot of answering machines. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
At Dignity Health, we know that navigating healthcare can be confusing, especially during open enrollment. We are here with information to help you understand the Affordable Care Act and guide you through Covered California so you can find a health plan that's right for you. Whether it's an informational event in your neighborhood or helping connect you to our top-rated doctors and hospitals, we can help. Visit dignityhealth.org/enroll or call 1-855-233-0688. Dignity Health. Hello, human kindness.
As we join Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop, we find him with new recruits.
Bob is cool and Bob is swell. He didn't come out of a well.
So, do you have what it takes to be Mount Shasta Springwater?
Yes, sir. I'm pure and natural, sir.
And why are you here?
Because I don't want to be filtered, sir.
All right, Drips, so Drops, you've got what it takes, so be pure and make America proud.
Bob is cool and he's on top. He's by far the coolest drop. Yes, sir.
Mount Shasta Springwater, pure and simple, naturally the best.
And all American, too.
It's Carl and Linda Butt and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bod. Good morning. It is 7:20 in the morning. It is December the 8th. It's 56 degrees out there. It's going to be raining. Bad Bob, one more thing I want to talk to you about is that I understand the rain this week could be huge rain coming in here. Could be big thunderstorms. We could get 3 feet of snow up there. We could get tons of rain here. And, so.
The big danger starting Wednesday is of there will be a lot more rain on already wet ground. I mean, nobody's complaining. I mean, give it to us while we can get it. The trouble is, of course, people have put up a lot of Christmas decorations now, so the trees have higher wind loading. The ground will be wet. be mindful of things that could get blown around, because we will see gusts up around 40 miles an hour. And if you've got a big conifer tree that you've loaded down with a bunch of lights, so it's got a big wind load, it could take it right over and possibly onto your car. So use a little, kind of look out there. You got a couple of days to look around with a good weather eye and see if there's anything that could get blown around and cause mischief.
Wow. Hey, I saw that. Big storms, all those coming in.
10 inches in the foothills could happen, and that's good news for the
rain.
Lake. Yeah, 10 inches of rain, and that translates to several
like
feet
three,
in the lake.
Yeah, they're talking 3 or 4 feet of snow though up in higher elevations.
Bring it on.
Yep.
Hey, I've yet to hear somebody complain.
Nobody said anything yet. Hey, we went to Super Walmart over on Dana. This is from one of our listeners here. We got out there around 8 a.m. We could not find a cart anywhere. None in sight. No one seemed to know where they were. I emptied a few things out of one. A store employee was using the stock shelves so we could get our bird seed. Unbelievable. Where are they going to? The sacks are about 49, and I was not about to carry them.
The stores have been busy, so
are they being taken? And right now they're talking also is that San Jose is cleaning out the homeless camps. San Jose and other Bay cities are doing their best to send the homeless away. By loading, they have where is this? Did a sweep on huge homeless jungle they've done. They removed everyone and their junk. Wonder how many will migrate north. And then they're talking about Sears, which owns Kmart, announced it's going to be closing 235 stores. I saw that the other day, that they're going to be closing a lot of stores. So there's a lot of stuff going on here. Stores closing down. Don't be surprised to see. They said they're the major ones, like the Penny's and Sears are in trouble in the major stores.
They've not adapted well to obviously Walmart has been adaptable, and there's always going to be a need for brick and mortars. But there's also, places. One thing that amazes me about Reading, I'm going to bring this up. Ashland and Grants Pass have vibrant, happening downtowns. These are towns that are smaller than Reading, mind you.
They have a university.
They have real honesty. Well, Grants Pass doesn't have a university.
It doesn't, but.
But it's got a vibrant downtown, an energetic downtown. We ruined our downtown in Reading when we built the downtown mall. And we've never figured out how to get it back. The promenade, who goes to the promenade? Except for the homeless and maybe the college students.
Well, I think that's starting to come back. I think you're starting to see more and more stuff. I think 2030 Club is getting in things. The Downtown Reading Business Association, we're going to have Vent on. We had John on the other day to talk about some of the things they were doing. I want to have Vent on talk about their plans. But Downtown Reading Business Association is pushing out there.
I would like to
new
see
businesses.
Something besides people sitting in doorways. When I go to downtown, there were people sitting around up in Grants Pass and Ashland, but not – but you had places to go besides looking at the homeless.
Oh, yeah, but if you look around here, okay, just talking to Enjoy Magazine, James and I'll be okay here. James and Wanda were here, and they're saying they've cleaned up that whole area down there, where the, in the parking structure, clean that out. They're not having the problems that they used to have. So, I'm not saying it's perfect yet, but they're starting to push back. Have we finished yet? No. As long as people are thinking that they can come to Shasta County and pick up free stuff, medical care, food, clothing, all this stuff, they're going to keep coming here. So what do you have to do about that? Besides no loitering, no parking, no putting, no staying overnight in parks and all this, what else do you have to do? I think you have to really go after the illegal camps that we have out here. You've really got to put a concentrated effort on it right now when it's nasty, rainy weather to push people out of here and tell them, go south. Here's a perfect chance for that homeward, for that trip home, whatever it is, Christmas at home thing where Joe Wong is putting up $16,000 to send people out of here and get them back to their places where they live, back to their homes, back where there's somebody there that can help them. This is the time to do it because, hey, head on back down south. Head on back to Arizona. Here, go back to your parents and spend the summer or spend the winter down there. Give us a chance to get more police up here so we can roust you even better next year. But we need to do something.
I want to know why the environmental litigation industry goes after a business because of some fairy shrimp, and yet they don't say word one about pot growers and homeless camps. Have you heard the Sierra Club coming down on the homeless camps? Not a peep.
Even though that they're emptying their sewage directly into the waterways and the watershed, you don't hear anything. And when I called the Sierra Club about the marijuana, you know, several years ago,
the fertilizers,
what is your ecosystem. How come you guys aren't going out after them? And the lady was so flummoxed. She said, "Well, I'm not sure, but we'll get right back to you.
Let me finish my bong load first."
After three more phone calls, I realized that the Sierra Club really didn't care because you know there was no money in it. There was no money in it. Yep, you're right. Okay, hey, let's talk about something that was earth shattering. Besides Landau getting beaten so badly in her home state of Louisiana by a Republican, which swung all of the southern states into the Republican camp. She was, you know, her own party gave up on her, pulled all the money out of it. She had no chance. She lost by 10 points. And the funny thing is that this has been the largest swing any Democrat president has ever had in the midterms to lose this many seats, including governor seats, to lose this many seats. And not only that, but the Republicans took over a lot of the state houses too. So, or strengthened their hold on the state houses and, of course, the House of Representatives. So, you know, what's going on here? And yet, faced with all of that, Obama turns around and says, well, you know what? I'm going to do my own immigration plan, no matter what anybody else thinks. And then there's people out there going, well, he had to because nothing would have happened. Well, why don't you try with the new Congress and then go back, you know, and slap them with it? But no, you didn't even do that. It's the fact is that Obama still doesn't realize how many problems he's got. And one of the latest is, of course, this new poll that comes out of military.com, Military Times. Thousands of people filled this out. Thousands of our military filled it out. And you think morale is bad in the Democratic Party? You ought to check it out in the military. No leadership. They don't trust the senior leadership. They don't know what they're doing. Where they felt before that they were appreciated and that they were going to be given the best equipment and that their living conditions were great and the medical was going to be fine, they don't believe that anymore, my friends. And why do you think that is? It's because it's probably true. The cutbacks, they don't even believe that they're going to have a job at the end of the next – within the next 5 years. Many of them are being forced out of the service. And while in combat, they're getting letters saying that, hey, by the way, when you get home, you're going to have to get out. And does anybody address this? Have you heard one person address this? No. Anybody? Any of our elected representatives? No. So, you know,
I'd rather forget they existed.
Well, you know what? Here's the thing is, okay, let's take care of them in the VA. And then I read things that are written that talk about how horrible, you know, all this is going on. I mean, not that it's not bad enough, but then when you read things that are just patently untrue, because, I trusted the guy that said it. Well, the guy's wrong. And so when you see things like that, and you know, so you say, well, what about this and this and this? And, of course, there's no answer to it because the guy was not. The guy was, you know, he may have been telling how he thinks, or it may have been such an aberration. But I've never heard of the things that was written in that blog. But going back here to Obama and the military, the military is tired. They're tired. They've been deploying. They've been fighting for 13 years. And now the equipment's beat up. Now they're beat up. Now they're starting to just cut them because of sequestration. Now they're taking away their capping a pay raise to 1% instead of 1.8. They're doing these things. This is Obama. This is Obama destroying the military from the inside. And, you know, frankly, and if you don't see this, then you're not paying attention. Right now, your military's morale is at the lowest it's been in a long time because of the leadership shown by their commander-in-chief. And, you know, just now we go back and we look at what happened 73 years ago with the attack on Pearl Harbor. And those men still standing straight and tall because they're so proud of what they did and as they should be. And what a great, great effort this country made to defeat the Japanese and the Germans in World War II. You know, not that there weren't other allies in it, but we, or the United States, made the difference. And we all know that. We made the difference. We won the war. We know that. the Germans and the Russians would have fought on forever. They would have still taken Britain. Japan would have been in Hawaii if we had not said something, if we had not done something, if we had not gone to war. It was the United States and our military might and our economic power that won that war. And yet here we are 70 years later, and we can't make a decision whether we're going to if we're going to take out a bad guy or not. Where is our foreign policy? What's going on with our military? Where are we heading? We'll be right back.
Beautiful this time of year. You've just got to get out and enjoy it. But achy, tired, and heavy legs can make you avoid things you love doing and keep you stuck inside with your feet up, missing out on the fun of fall. You may have venous insufficiency causing varicose veins, and treating it not only improves the appearance of your legs, it can also improve how they feel. So don't worry, you won't be stuck inside for very long. MD Imaging's board-certified vein specialists are your local vein and vascular treatment experts, trained in all the latest therapies for varicose veins. Our skilled doctors have been safely performing varicose vein treatments for over 9 years. Call MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center today at 245-5945 to schedule a complimentary evaluation so you can look and feel great.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. If you've served in the active duty of the armed forces and are impaired because of an accident, injury, or exposure to hazardous substance, you may be eligible for compensation from the Department of Veterans Affairs. The compensation program is your country's way of honoring your service and sacrifice by providing financial assistance to bridge the gap between what you are able to earn now and what you could have earned if you were not impaired. VA compensation claims could be as simple as a hearing loss claim to a very complex muscular, skeletal, or neurological disorder. Be wary of individuals who offer assistance with your VA claims, especially those who ask you to pay for VA claims assistance. Your Shasta County Veterans Service Office is here to help. We're accredited, and there's never a charge for our services. For more information on how we can help, please call us at 225-5616.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Just hear those sleigh bells.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 at 7:33 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Let me tell you about Tobacco and Brew. Special Joe's for great coffee of any kind. We got the little chocolate in there, a little vanilla, whatever it is. Espressos, lattes, coffee, what are those other things? Those caramel macchiatos. Was that close? Pretty close. All of that there. And at great prices. Not something that's going to cost you an arm and a leg. One of those things they say you should cut back on if you want to save money. Because you can save money at Espresso Joe's. Right's right. And then, of course, walk next door and to the finest walk-in humidor in the state. Plus e-cigs. Anything that you could possibly imagine. It has to do with tobacco and tobacco products right there at Tobacco and Brew. And veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. All right. Hey, we're here with Rick Williams wearing his cowboy stuff. Good morning, Rick Williams, Reading Rodeo Association. Reading Rodeo Association. Yeah. You guys.
Morning, Carl.
How are you today?
Great.
The rodeo next week?
No. Close.
Close.
It's getting close.
May. Well, you know, you got to start because there's some things going on. That's right. Because we want to get people rolling on this thing right now.
Right.
You know what? If you haven't been to the Reading Rodeo, then you're not, you know what? You're not an American. That's all I can say.
You're not
a Reading American because what a great time it is there. And then, of course, the parade, which, you know, the Asphalt Cowboys have a lot to do with that one. But that whole week is so great. But not only is it just a rodeo, we have the champions, the tournament of champions, isn't it?
Champions Challenge.
Champions Challenge, where you have literally the best rodeo cowboys and cowgirls in the world.
Right.
Right here. And they're coming back again.
Yes, they will.
That's great. So, what can we do for you today?
Well, what we're doing now is we're kicking off our rodeo tickets early this year. We always have had a list of people who were pre-sale tickets, but this year we're opening it up to the general public, too. And we've already got a pretty overwhelming response to it, so our tickets are going pretty fast right now. So we're real happy about that.
So, okay, so how do people get a hold? So these are early tickets then you can buy.
Yeah, and we also are offering a discount, $2 a ticket.
Okay.
I'm not sure how long that discount lasts, but you can go to readingrodeo.com tickets. Uh-huh. And it's a little bit – I got on there last night and I had a little hard time finding it, but it's at the very top of the page on the right. It'll say tickets or ticket info or something like that. But anyway –
anything with the word ticket in it, you click on it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And then you can – now, what if somebody doesn't have a computer? What do they do? Just call you guys?
Yeah. Yeah.
And say, we want early tickets and we can save money and you can kind of, and if you want to get in the box seats, you can get the box seats and pick out exactly where you want to be.
Right. And you can do that online too.
Okay, great.
And pick out your seats. And the ticket office number is 241-8559. And there's usually somebody there, but if not, leave a message and they'll get right back to you.
Okay. Well, we need to get that information, put it up on our website already.
Yeah.
So they can just link it directly to the road. So you can already buy your tickets. Have that out of the way.
Right.
Save money. That's a great idea. So how many the Champions Challenge will be there. And how much money changes hands over that weekend, over that day?
Well, our regular 3-day rodeo is an $80,000 purse. Mm-hmm. And then the Champions Challenge is an $80,000 purse in one night.
Okay.
So
$80,000 gets handed out that one night.
Right.
So anybody that can anybody, no, it's got to be, you've got to be in the part of that team too. I think they break them into teams, don't they?
Yeah. It's
even though they're competing individually, they still have a chance to be on a team.
Right. Well, the team part was basically for promotions.
Oh, okay.
And so they went with a sponsor, you know, and did it that mm-hmm. way. That way they could get out in the community when they got here and and everybody could be represented.
Okay, great. Now, so, but when's the rodeo going to start? Is it going to be a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday?
Yes.
Okay.
So it'll be May 13th through the 16th.
Now, on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Bob and I can enter because that's open, right?
Sure. Okay, no, you have to have PRCA card.
Oh, you do? But you can buy one of those, right?
Probably.
Okay. So, Bob, you can buy – I'll buy you one of those, Bob, and you can be a steer wrestler.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay, you can be a steer wrestler, and then we'll just have you out there, and you wrestle the steers to the ground. What are you – you're ignoring me, Bob. Okay. How about bull riding?
I'm told I'm rather good with bull.
Well, then you got half of it tackled.
There you go. Yep. It's just which end. Okay. Well, this is great. Okay. So we can, you know what? It's not too early to start thinking rodeo. I mean, the rain's coming down and all this, and it's getting ready for Christmas. But this is the earliest we've ever announced rodeo, I think.
Yeah. Well, it's going to dry out for us. And
it will.
It'll be.
It's going to be beautiful.
I think it's going to be like 98 degrees on that Wednesday, and it's going to stay that way all week. Well, not a cloud in the sky.
Not a cloud in the sky. Maybe go down to that 85, just that time. 85, so it's nice and cool in the evening. And where else can you buy 12 pounds of curly fries at one time?
That's right.
That is, and watch people. I watch people eat it. Now, at last year's rodeo, a very close friend of ours went over to the tent, you know, tent where you could dance and all that there.
The cantina.
Went to the cantina and met her love.
Really?
And they are still together today.
Well, good.
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, it's like there will be an anniversary for them at the cantina this next rodeo. So, who says love doesn't happen at the rodeo, at least more than one night?
Yeah. And speaking of that, we have our steak feed kickoff the Saturday before, and we're selling tickets for that online also.
Okay. So, well, that's cool. You got the steak feed, and you got the, and then the, I like the way that you roll the arena.
Yeah, we just did that recently, too, when we did the Think Pink fundraiser.
And I tell you what, I was really impressed by that. You just rolled it, and it was like walking on the street.
Yeah.
Maybe not quite, but it was pretty close to that. And if you roll it, and then so everybody can dance, and then you just have to just plow it up again, right?
Yeah. Well, it's a little difficult to get it back up again, but it sure makes cleaning up a lot easier.
Oh, yeah, I guess. So, okay, well, this is great. I'm glad, you know, we're already talking rodeo, and we need to get a link from you on the rodeo put it on our webpage so people can go there and get their tickets early and start taking a look at all the things that are going to happen.
Yeah, I believe you already have it, but
well, we're going to we'll put it up. I don't see it up now, so we'll just have to pull it back up again.
All right, great.
So, okay, Rick Williams is here from our. Now, what are you going to be doing this year? Same thing, or
yeah, I'm going to be doing the advertising and of course drill master for the Mount O' Drill team and the tractor work.
Okay, I've got a couple more minutes here. Is the being the drill master of the team. If you haven't seen them out there, they're riding at full speed, crossing in front of each other. I have seen some horrendous wrecks out there.
Yeah, me too.
I think you're were you in one last year or
something? Mine are usually solo wrecks.
Didn't your horse get hurt last year or something, or did you?
No, she just bucked me off.
Oh, threw you off.
Okay, right as soon as we came in the gate.
Sorry, Rick. Okay, as I think back now, I remember that now. Okay, well, you know what? Isn't it funny? A horse that you'll ride for years and will never give you a tussle, and then all of a sudden you come into the gate the same way you have 100 other times, and they just, you know what? They just don't realize that they every time they go into a arena, it's a new arena for a horse.
A good friend of mine helped me out before I went in and tightened up my back cinch for me, and apparently it was a little too tight.
Oh, it kind of like the bucking horse cinch.
Yeah.
Well,
it wasn't that tight, but she just doesn't like it touching her.
Well, so. Touching that nether region there, she just thought, well, it's your fault, Rick, and she's going to get rid of you. So, well. Is it a lot of fun doing that?
Yeah, absolutely. This is our 20th year doing it, my wife and I. So we're probably going to be there a while.
Oh, that's great.
This year we have some juniors that are going to ride with us because we're running out of adults that want to be on the senior drill team. And we're going to do competitions. And so we go into Reno and series. And there's probably some other competitions we're going to enter too. So,
wow. Well, Mae, well, thanks a lot.
Thank you
for coming by here, and we'll get this link up there. And now it's time to buy tickets already for the Reading Rodeo, and you can get them cheaper, and or less expensive, I should say.
Yeah,
and a good deal. So all you have to do is go to the Reading Rodeo, or what is it? The
ReadingRodeo.com or just Reading Rodeo tickets.
There you go, and you can get them. Okay, Rick Williams. All right, thanks a lot. Hey, by the way, now that we're here, I'm just reading some things on my chat room. Is with a lot of rain, and Bob, are you reading this thing too? With a lot of rain, they're getting shorts in the phone system, which are giving out fake 911 signals, and that they're saying the police are showing up. And then he says because of shorts in line caused by the rain, the repairman said that they had a number of such incidences in the area. No SWAT team, just two deputies who were very respectful.
Well, it seems like somebody's tapping on the phone or something, you know, like maybe a line's been damaged. And so,
yes, the 911.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the call gets routed over to 911 and they go check it out.
Yes. Well, as they should, because because when they try to call back, they probably can't get through.
Yeah. And, the phone line doesn't dial 911 when it shorts out, but the phone company picks that up, and I believe it is a requirement that when they see a problem like that, they alert law enforcement that there may be something going on.
But it's
good
to see that our deputies are taking care of it.
Somebody might be tapping on the phone. Yeah.
All right. Hey, okay. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bach, KCNR, 1460 at 7:45 in the morning. 56 degrees out there. It's going to be raining all day. December the 8th. We'll be right back.
$100 bills, and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill.
He said he loved his newly purchased travel trailer until he towed it. Now I hate it because it swayed and shimmied so badly it shook the truck. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Our inspection revealed the rear axle was tracking straight ahead, but the front axle was pointed 1/2 inch to the left. The axles were working against each other for direction of travel, a dangerous condition. We corrected the tracking so both axles worked together. When the owner came to get his trailer, we asked him to call us after he had towed the trailer. Customer satisfaction is important. He called later and said, "It felt like a different trailer. It's perfect. I love it again." Coachmaster is a complete body and paint shop featuring the largest frame machine in Northern California, utilizing laser beams and 3D imaging for accuracy. Computerized paint matching too, of course. Redding, California.
If you take multiple prescriptions, you know the hassle of renewing prescriptions as they run out. Every prescription is another trip to the pharmacy. Oh, it could be 3 or 4 or 5 trips in a month. Now, Owens Pharmacy can make your life easier with MedSense. It's a new service that adjusts your pill count so that all your prescriptions renew on the same day. One date to renew all your prescriptions for 30 or 90 days, and it's automatic. So you don't need to remember it, and you won't run out. Save time, save gas, save the hassle. Let us make your life easier. Call Owens Pharmacy today to sign up for MedSync. Imagine the time you'll save. Call 1-800-MY-OWENS and we'll give you one less thing to remember. Owens Pharmacy, making your life easier.
Are you interested in the future of REU, your community-owned electric utility? REU's Director Barry Tippin will present our 2020 Draft Strategic Plan to the Electric Utility Commission Thursday, December 11th at 4 p.m. in the City Council Chambers at City Hall on Cypress Avenue. You are invited. Our industry is facing ever-changing challenges, and with your valued input, REU can obtain the highest standards and provide our customers with the best valued service you have grown to expect from REU. For more information, please call 339-7300. We look forward to seeing you on December 11th.
The countdown to Christmas is on. Find your perfect Christmas at the amazing shops downtown. Carousel on Yuba Street is brimming with stylish designer clothes, beautiful handmade jewelry, and artwork made by local artists and fabulous scented candles. Get your girlfriends together and throw a private party for a fun way to celebrate this holiday season. That's Carousel at 1555 Yuba Street. Unique stores and more in beautiful downtown Reading. It's Christmas in the making.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is a little bit under the weather today, you know. So I said, you know what? We got so many things going on, and you just need to just kind of like take it easy today. She was just last week was such a crazy week. It is 7:48 in the morning, 56 degrees out there. It's raining. It's going to be raining all day, isn't it, Bob? It's going to be raining today?
It's going to actually taper off this afternoon. Tomorrow will be partly cloudy. Wednesday's when things
really start rocking again. Yeah. That's right. And weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Ted Leidy and Northern Firearms Instruction. Yeah, TED teaches the most complete concealed carry classes that you're going to find out there. He and his instructor are all NRA trained. They not only are concealed carry for women only classes, co-ed classes, but also advanced classes. The next one's February 15th.
By the way, Thursday night at Linda's most excellent performance.
Wasn't it nice?
Yeah. Well, Brenda vanishes for like 20 minutes.
Yeah, where did Brenda go to? You know what?
I was talking to Ted.
Is that where she was? Because I noticed you were there, and then I said, well, where's Brenda? Did Brenda go home? You know what? Frankly, I thought you had offended her.
No.
She had said, you know what? Heck with Bob. I'm leaving.
She went over to ask Ted a couple of questions, and they just ended up just... And apparently she highly approves of Ted's lady friend
Lisa. Oh, what a sweetheart!
Yeah,
Lisa is one of the nicest ladies you're ever going to meet.
Yeah, very down to earth girl, and you know, very much Ted's type. But they got talking about
guns,
weaponry,
and
you know.
Well, people, that's one of the good things about when you teach a class. People will approach you on things, and so I send people down, of course, to Bastiani's. Every chance I get, and because they get good deals. It's kind of a commercial for John Bastiani, but he gives great service down there. Anyway, Ted, if you want to continue, want to get in a class that Ted teaches, or I'm teaching some of them with Ted, just give him a call at 999-1822 or register online at readingccw.com. Northern Firearms Instruction. Okay, I have to say it for all you 49er fans. Boy, did you guys suck. Wow, did the 49ers get it handed to them by not the Patriots, not the Denver Broncos, not the Seattle Seahawks. No, not even the Philadelphia Eagles. No. Who do they get it handed to them by? A 1-12 team called the Oakland Raiders. Whacked them. And beat them, something like 24-13, something like that. Kaepernick, this is the guy they just signed for, what, $26 million, over the next 3 or 4 years. This is the guy they replaced, who was it, Smith or whatever his name was, that went to Kansas City. I can't remember his name. Anyway,
you don't follow the game like
I don't. Well, I don't either that much. But, I came back and I thought, well, this was going to be a nothing game. I wasn't even going to watch it. And I came back from... the afternoon tea that the Republican clubs
have you heard?
And I walked in, turned it on, and they're winning. I'm going, wait a minute, how can they be winning? This is Oakland. Even if they're playing in Oakland, they're still winning. And not only did they win, they took Kaepernick down 4 times while I was watching.
Have you heard that there's now pressure on the NFL to lift the blackout? Where if a team is playing in a particular city, if the game has not sold out, then it cannot be broadcast in that city. Well, and I understand that's kind of old thinking, but a lot of people like to have their parties at home and stuff like that. So the NFL's under a lot of pressure to lift the blackout rule.
Wow. Well, I don't think that was a problem. The Oakland fans dress really strange. I mean, I've seen other strange groups, but Raider Nation,
pirate thing.
Oh, I mean, they're women, men. They've got their faces. I mean, they're wearing things with spikes on them, and they're half of them are armed. I mean, it's just really strange. The Raider Nation, but whatever they did, and I would imagine Harbaugh is in deep trouble. Because I think they're about out of the playoffs. Because you know who they have to still play? I think they still have to play like Seattle again. And I don't think their chances are great now with that, since Seattle is just, tuned up. And I think they've got like Indianapolis and they've got Arizona. I mean, they've got a tough schedule the next 4 games. And if they lose any of those, the one they lost yesterday and then the rest of them, I'm not a football aficionado, I probably should have Nate in here, but it's still, to lose like that to Oakland with a no-name quarterback and a defense that is just kind of put back together again. But one of them said something, one of the Oakland Raiders said something, is that, you know what? He said, we got beat so bad the other day that we have decided that, okay, we're 1-13 or 1-12 or whatever it is, but that doesn't mean that every team that comes in that we face, we're not going to fight them. And so they've started that. They've started playing better. And,
they know where to go but up.
That's right. And if you figure they beat San Francisco, are you talking about bragging rights in the Bay Area? Oh, Harbaugh's gone. He's gone. He's toast. they're having fights in their locker rooms, you know, and, you know, Kaepernick, I'm not sure. You know, I don't understand is why that young man who's got the legs of a gazelle, unless he's hurt, isn't out there running more. I mean, he's like almost a leading rusher on the team. Why he doesn't get out there and run more? Anyway. Okay, I take it back, Red. Derek Carr is a stud, all right? Well, you know what I mean. It's mainly, they just don't have, they just don't have a big name groups.
You can only get away with referring to a guy as a stud in the context of football.
That's right, in football, something like that. That's what he wrote. I just repeated it. Okay. All right. Hey, okay, are you standing by? I want you to write down this day. I'm going to say that President Obama's done a good job.
Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Did those words really leave your lips?
They left my lips. Now, there's a lot of people who say it had nothing to do with this, but since I've been blaming him for gas prices for the last 6 years, I can blame him now. I can give him the credit now. The price of oil has dropped dramatically. The price of gas has dropped dramatically. As I said, it's still more than when Bush was in. But when Bush was in president, they accused him of being in collusion with the oil companies, and it was going to continue to be like that as long as he was the president. Well, they were right. If he was in collusion, it was to keep the price down, because as soon as he left, the price has gone up dramatically. It went up to, what, $147 a barrel, which is purely speculation. There's no reason for it to be that much. And the bubble burst, and so now oil is down to $60 a barrel.
I can tell you one motivation.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me finish this one thought. And that it will probably eventually get back up to that, probably 70 to 80 range where it should be. But the whole thing was speculation. But, you know, as I said, Obama was the cause of the gas prices rising. So now it's dropped. He gets the credit for dropping them, even though that, frankly, I don't think he had anything. Wait. The gas prices have gone down under his watch. So. Thank you, President Obama.
I have a theory, however. Okay. I think that the prices, and this is my opinion, and it is backed by some other folks, the prices are being held down just long enough to make fracking become uneconomical. They abandon fracking, and the price will go right back up.
In the shale. In the shale sand, which is we've got tons of oil.
Yeah.
Millions of barrels of oil, but it costs more to do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and then the Saudis and all the Middle East right now are running scared.
They're not
because,
blind.
Well, they're running scared because guess what? You know, once the oil runs out, terrorism will drop, first of all. If the oil ended tomorrow in the Middle East, how long do you think terrorism would last? How long do you think these Middle Eastern countries would last? What have they – name me one thing that they've built over there that produces anything besides oil and camels.
Yeah, pretty much. You know, Dubai would become a ghost town.
Well, Dubai, I mean, it's a center of trade, but what keeps Dubai running is all that oil, right? And Saudi Arabia.
Petrodollars.
So when you think about it, when that stuff starts running out or it gets driven down so low that that they have got to change their style of living in the royal palaces, because if they don't, the people are going to revolt against them. Just think about if all this oil shale sand came into fruition, or they let us drill the oil we have here in the United States, we could drop a barrel of oil down to probably $40. Imagine that, what that would do. We could do that. Imagine what that would do. They would, it would destroy the economy of the Middle East.
We do need to look at, you know, it is a finite resource. It does have side effects, but we haven't found anything yet that has less side effects.
Well, you know, the thing is solar and wind and all that. I'm all for that. Let's do it. And the electric batteries, but guess what? The electricity comes from someplace. And those batteries are – the metals they use in those batteries are a finite resource.
And it takes energy to manufacture them.
Yeah.
When you put up a wind turbine, how did it get there? You didn't plant a seed and it grew. You built the thing.
Right.
You transported the thing. You maintained the thing. All that takes
energy.
Not only
that, and if you're in California, you kill a condor with it, so what? Hey, have a condor eat one rabbit that may have had one pellet of lead in it at any one time. And let's ban all the lead bullets. Okay, we've got about a minute. Patrick Jones is going to join us. The former city councilman, Patrick Jones is going to join us, and we're going to talk about
former mayor.
Yeah, former mayor, former vice mayor, former city councilman. Patrick Jones is going to meet us, and he's going to talk about what he sees coming up. I guess that's what he's going to talk about. We're going to talk about what he's going to do. What's Patrick Jones going to do here the next 4 or 5 years? I think there's a lot of things he wants to do, too. And one of them, of course, well, I'm not even going to talk about it. We'll let Patrick talk about that. But I know that he's interested in this one endeavor he's been working on for years. So Patrick Jones is going to be our guest at 8 o'clock. And this week we've got a lot of – we got the Chiefs going to be on. We have Cigar Aficionado magazine. We've got a couple – we've got a general officer saying why the general officer should have resigned in protest against Obama. This and much more this whole week coming in. Carl Lindebach, KCNR, 1460. If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel says Iraqi security forces have a new momentum now in their battle to regain territory lost this year to ISIS. And Hagel says Iraqi security forces are getting a boost from coalition airstrikes.
It's given them some new momentum, organization, structure. They've taken initiatives.
Hagel spoke today to reporters at a U.S. Army camp in Kuwait. Also at SRNnews.com, businesses may have reason to cheer with the coming new year. According to National Association for Business Economics President John Sylvia, the latest forecast put out by the group says that the economy should be strong, including when it comes to job growth.
Employment's going to be pretty solid, 200,000 plus going forward. And we also expect that wage and salary incomes will continue to rise over the next 6 months to a year.
Also at SRNnews.com, the National Survey of Gas Prices by the Lundberg Group, the latest one, indicates another 12-point decline over the past 2 weeks. Analyst Trilby Lundberg.
In the lower 48 survey of cities, we found the high is San Francisco, 304, and the low is Albuquerque, just 238.
A building planned to be a tall residential structure in Los Angeles has erupted in flames that could reportedly be seen for miles at times. L.A. Fire Chief Ralph Tarasas.
That was a two-story apartment building over commercial that was in a renovation stage. Heavy fire with multiple exposures. That fire is still active.
Officials say the fire and the battle against it closed down two portions of major freeways. Los Angeles Fire Department spokesman Ortiz says more than 250 firefighters are on the job. Been a bit of a struggle for the major indexes on Wall Street in early trading, partly because of falling energy prices and energy stocks. The Dow is down right now 12 points. This is SRN News.
You have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
All coughs aren't the same, and neither are all cough medicines. Robitussin's powerful dual-action formula relieves even the toughest coughs. Wet, dry, and hacking. Fast, powerful Robitussin DM Max fights your cough and helps clear the congestion that comes with it. Robitussin. Don't suffer the coughequences. Use as directed. This week, stock up with special Robitussin bonus packs. Available at Walmart for a low price every day.
A Chinese court has sentenced 8 people to death for violent attacks that left dozens dead in the western region of Xinjiang. Beijing is blaming terrorist groups for escalating violence there. Human rights activists, though, are blaming the government.
The 8 death sentences relate to 2 incidents. In April, a group of people armed with knives and explosives attacked a train station in the regional capital Urumqi, killing one and wounding 79 others. It was seen as a sign of the increasing boldness of such attacks, coming on the final day of a visit to Xinjiang by the Chinese President Xi Jinping. The following month, 39 people were killed and more than 90 injured when another group of attackers threw explosives and ploughed their cars through a busy market in Urumqi.
And that report from the BBC, correspondent John Sudworth in Beijing in Los Angeles, and actually in the Oakland area, is where the arrests were made overnight. As you heard on KGO TV, the fight broke out among the various demonstrators against the shooting in Ferguson. This is SRN News. In Hawaii, the state song was sung yesterday to greet some 100 World War II veterans who turned out to mark 73 years since the attack on Pearl Harbor. Among the veterans on hand, 90-year-old Harold Johnson, who made the trip all the way from Oak Harbor, Washington.
It brings back a lot of memories. And, I see a lot of old friends I met in different areas. Some of them are old shipmates.
A moment of silence was held at 7:55 a.m. yesterday, the very moment the bombing began back in 1941. F-22 fighter jets executed a flyover in the missing man formation. And Wall Street is still a mixed bag right now. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down by 11 points. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bod. Linda is under the weather today, and I want to try and keep her dry, at least as long as we can here, dry and warm, so she can come back. 8:05 in the morning here on December the 8th, 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning, chat room. Joe and Red and Sunny and others, S Flow and many others in there talking to each other. Good morning. Bad Bob, weather.
Well, we've got some continuing rain today. As we look at the radar, we got rain to the south of Reading, heavy in a couple of spots, and that's going to taper off after 10 a.m. Today's high will be 58. Tonight and tomorrow, 40-50% chance of showers. It'll kind of thin out a little bit on Tuesday, but then comes Wednesday when heavy rain and high winds return to the north state. We could see as much as 8 to 10 inches of water up in the foothills, a couple inches down on the valley floor. We will take it. Right now in Reading, we have 55 degrees, and the report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Where our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated, seniors and veterans discounts, 365-3793. I'm looking at the radar picture, and there is green everywhere with yellow. Yellow's the heavy rain, right?
Yeah. Yellow's a little heavier. Red is really heavy in the case of a thunderstorm. So that's kind of like the yellow dot you see there is kind of like a thunderstorm cell moving across.
Okay, and the green is just light rain?
Yeah, just light rain.
It's just covering a whole region in here right now. And where's the red at?
Nothing right now, and I'm not seeing any snow. Now, if we start getting our snow in December and January, late December, early January, that's going to be a very good thing.
That's great. Okay. Yeah. Hey, let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Hey, Carl, Bob, how you guys doing?
You've got a big night tonight.
We do. We've got a 2570 Bonnie View Road at Destiny Fellowship Church at 6 o'clock. We are going to have an interview with James and Mary Lou Gibson. And it's going to be a lot of fun. It'll be neat, getting the perspective of a local treasure we have here and a hero in my eyes anyway, and I'm sure a lot of people.
He is a hero. He's a great he and Mary Lou are just stupendous. I can't think of anybody that, you know what? What a great person he is. Just a great person. And Mary Lou are just great people.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. And
I'm so glad you're doing that. We've had him on before. And I just, you know what? That's really good to do, Terry.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, I know that the Shasta Lantern, you do Pet of the Week, we're going to do Vet of the Month, you know? I think that it's going to be neat.
I'm not sure how you could equate those, but okay.
Well, in one way, one of them, you know, you can pet, and the other one, you can shake their hand and thank them.
There you go.
But the thing is that it's really, you know, it's, we've done a lot of things new. This is sort of the kickoff of next year. We're doing a lot of things. We're getting a lot more active in the community. as the Tea Party, because we're really not the Tea Party. There's people that come from everywhere. We have people coming from Jefferson that aren't with Tea Parties, and people from Protect Our Water. It really is we the people. And, you know, to have these folks in and to have someone like Jim who's involved with us and involved with a lot of different things in the veterans groups, it's exciting for people to get to know him a little better and, you know, get some positive things going here.
Well, you know, you all have got a lot of different groups talking with each other, and that, you know, a lot of times the organizations on the left, what they do is they'll have 25 different groups that are not members of each other, but they all get together because they have the overall type of end result they want. So they all get together and support each other, and that's what I see is happening with you, and I think that's a great idea. You can put hundreds and hundreds of people together over one overall arching idea, as opposed to 25 small ones.
Hey, are you going to do like a soft shoe in Linda's show?
No. I may play the harmonica, though, if you're really lucky.
Okay, buddy.
I can. I can play but it's going
to be. It doesn't mean tango, though.
It doesn't mean tango. That's right.
How about Carl Bott and the Blues Brothers?
Okay, as long as you're in part of it.
Yeah, Gray Bird, you bet.
Yeah, Gray Bird's in there. Okay, Terry. Tonight, 6 p.m., Destiny Fellowship.
You bet. James Gibson.
You bet. Okay. A hero. And his wife. All right. Thanks a lot, Terry. You know, this. You know, if you can get out there tonight, this would be a good time to go and listen to this man. He is outstanding. Absolutely outstanding. Yeah, speaking of people who might be there tonight, he just came running in here, steamed in here under his own power and sitting there across from me. Patrick Jones, former mayor, former city council member, former vice mayor, former, well, I guess that's it.
That's about it.
That'll be it. Now we can, you know, throw other things out there, but, you know.
Currently hell of a nice guy.
Yeah. Currently still working hard at Jonesport.
Absolutely.
You know, this automatically ought to raise the business there at Jonesport.
Well, it means I can get to work a little bit better, so instead of everybody having to cover for me on a daily basis. But, you know, over the last 8 years, it's been an honor to serve as a council member, and I encourage all those people, and I really thank all the past candidates from this campaign and many others for running, and whether you win or not, you tried to affect and shape your future, and I really think that's important, no matter what city you live in.
Well, you know what? I have always – that's why when people say, well, why don't you just, you know, endorse people, or why don't you just like trying to kill them out there on the radio? I said, you know why? Because, frankly, every candidate that comes on here, from Heidi Hall to Doug LaMoffitt to Patrick Jones to Francie Sullivan, I admire. I admire because you all have put yourselves into the arena. You're the guys out there sweating and swinging the swords. I'm sitting on the sidelines, and I'm not going to tear you down. I can ask questions, and I can do these things, but I want people to hear in your own voice, in your own words, what you stand for. And I admire the people who have put themselves into the public eye to volunteer their time, because it is a thankless job. A thankless job at times. Other times, I'm sure it's very, 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 you know, well worth it.
Well, you know, I had a lot of people come before I even decided to run this last time, and encouraged me to run. And a lot of people that have come afterwards after this loss and thanked me for, you know, what I attempted to do and my vision for Reading and my.
Yeah.
My fiscal accountability, they appreciated that, and so we tried to leave a mark.
Yeah. Bob?
You know, when Patrick first came on the scene, I was covering the city council, and he was at first seen as pretty much a one-issue candidate. And his first time out of the chute did not go excellently.
Came in last there, Bob.
I was trying to be nice.
You played going the whole full circle here, huh?
Yeah. But then Patrick started showing up at meetings. You never saw him without his legal pad. He was taking notes. He showed up at more city council meetings than the people who were on the city council for 3 years.
4 years, actually.
Yeah, about 4 years. And it paid off.
Well, you know, going to meetings and learning. I love learning. I think a lot of us... you know, you never stop learning. When you stop learning, you stop living.
You know what? And if you keep standing still, life's going to run you over.
That's true. That's correct.
Okay. Hey, look, we're going to take a quick break here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, of course. Our buddies down there, Martin and his people. The best thing about Alliance Heating and Air is that no matter what the weather is, no matter what the time is, if it's an emergency, Alliance Heating and Air will be there for you 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. And if you think that's getting, you think it's cold now in the morning, wait another couple of weeks. With all of this rain, we could be getting snow. I mean, we literally could be getting snow. And is your heating system working? Is the filter, have the filters been changed? Is it really working well? Call Martin at 221-2642. Check out their website at homecomfort.org. Any type of heating and cooling system, Alliance Heating and Air can fix. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Patrick Jones is our guest.
Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange sells a wide variety of freeze-dried emergency foods. But in times of crisis, all you need to do is add hot water. To help you heat that water, the Patriot now carries the Sun Rocket Solar Water Heater and Thermos. This amazing compact device can heat to a boil 2 cups of water in just over an hour using just ordinary sunlight. Use it in meal preparation, melt snow for drinking, and eliminate Giardia and other waterborne bacteria through heat pasteurization. It's ideal for camping, picnics, and sporting events, and essential in any home or auto emergency kit. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located on East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza. And in Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Marketplace. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The weather outside is frightful, but the wine over on the west side is delightful. Westside Wines at 1872 Buenaventura is your new hotspot for holiday cheer. Whether you are a wine newbie or you really know your vintages, the wine educators at Westside Wines can help you find that perfect bottle. From beautiful Bordeaux to crisp Chardonnays, their rare boutique finds will surely delight you. Westside Wines wishes you a sparkling Christmas.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We would like to invite you to join us December 14th at 2 o'clock for the Northern California Christmas for the Troops program, the Homeward Bound Christmas. We're going to have live music with the Lou White Band, a great barbecue, and we're going to be packing 400 boxes and sending these boxes overseas to our military personnel across the world. Please join us if you'd like to give us a call. The phone number is 222-2282. Help us make a Merry Christmas for our military personnel around the world.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Never my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM. Way to go there, Bad Bob. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR 1460 year talk radio station. We're kind of like the newspaper of the air. We try to bring in everybody. We bring in the people. And like I said, we want to hear what they think. And
except
not,
it's harder to line your birdcage with your
radio. Well, you don't line your birdcage. What we say, it's golden. Golden words coming across this microphone out there falling on the ears of the intelligentsia that listen to KCNR 1460. And speaking of intelligentsia, head on down to Four Winds Jewelry. Right across from Sierra Gibbs at 2225 Hilltop Drive. See, I get a double entendre there. I get to mention C.R. Gibbs at the same time I'm mentioning Four Winds Jewelry. Leonard down there, who is the owner, who we just saw Thursday at Linda's event. And had a, you know what? If you're looking for jewelry of any kind, if you're looking for the diamonds, this man is a diamond broker. If you're looking to have a watch repaired, he has the only trained watch repairman in all of this area is right there at Four Winds Jewelry. If you're looking for estate jewelry of the highest magnitude, go to Four Winds Jewelry. If you're looking for a great deal, go to Four Winds Jewelry. 21 years in the same location, 45 years in the business. Leonard will give you a deal that is just purely outstanding. Believe me, head on down there. See him. Give him a call, 222-2750 at 9 to 4, Monday through Friday. All right. You can just head on down there, hit that place, go on down, you know, hit all the different places down, go around down right then, right in the next one, and go down there to Tobacco and Brew, stop in there, get all your Christmas shopping done. Hey, we're here with Patrick Jones. Should I go through the whole list again? Okay, I won't do that anymore, Patrick. Hey, Patrick, what do you think? We were just talking a little bit about it. We're a conservative area up here, yet two Democrat liberal women. I mean, not because they're women, but just Democrat liberals. One got reelected. And somebody said it's because her name was first on the ballot, and I'm not sure if that's true. I would hate to think that that's the way people would vote. But Kristen Schrader won. I mean, she won. Absolutely. She won.
Well, first, the candidates that did well, they worked hard. So you can't take too much away from them because they all worked hard.
Well, so did Francie. And I didn't mean to say it. She didn't, because Francie was in the fight too, and Francie's been in these fights before.
So Weaver, Schrader, Sullivan,
they all worked hard.
Those three folks move on because ultimately they work hard. However, with that being said, there are other factors, and there are always other factors. These things aren't won by luck. They're won by hard work, money, advertising correctly, timely, and certain factors that happen. The newspaper and their endorsement, that's a pretty big thing still, even though the readership is down from the Record Searchlight. Mm-hmm. Their endorsements still play. And so, you know, and obviously
somebody they endorsed didn't win.
No, but they pretty much endorsed four, and three of the four did. So they clearly did not endorse me and Quinn, and me and Quinn came in at the bottom. So that never helps. In addition to that, you have to take a look at the breakdown. You had kind of four more conservatives, which tend to break up the vote, two Democrat liberals, and liberals are going to vote for liberals, which is understandable. And so that automatically pushes them up.
And you can't – and I don't want this to sound bad – but you can't underestimate the woman vote either.
And that's always valuable.
That is a strong vote too.
And on top of that, third runs for council members here in the Reading area are very difficult. It's very hard to do. In fact, I think the last guy to do it was in 2002, Pat Kite. And after that, no one's been able to do it, including myself.
Do you think that if you'd been the only conservative running in this, say if it had been a four-person race, Christo and Quinn would have been out of it, so you would have had Weaver, you, Kristen, and Francie running. Do you think that would have made a difference?
Sure. Would it have pushed it over? Again, third time council candidates are difficult, but you have less people in the race, and it can absolutely make a difference. So all you do is you run the best race you can, you work hard, you spend your money the best that you can, you raise as much as you can, and the chips fall where they're at, and then you move on, and that's how it works. And I've always been respectful of the process, and I've always believed in the process. I think it's the right process. I think
it is the right process.
The two and the three, because we alternate this back every couple years, and this is the way that it works, and it's worked well, and so I have no regrets. I was very fortunate to be able to win in 2006 with a slate of heavy candidates in those years, and I was able to pick up that third seat, and I was able to get reelected in 2010 and become mayor in 2010.
And that was some heavy. There was some heavy artillery going during that,
was
time too.
Probably
a lot
of
money being spent.
That was the toughest one. And what I did show for some candidates out there wondering if they can keep up in the escalation of money, because we saw it again this time where 60, 70, 80.
A lot of money being spent on a city council race.
But, you know, I won back in 2006 with as little as around $15,000 and around $20,000 in 2010. And so you can win with small amounts, but you have to work extra, extra hard.
You're not – somebody says here, you're not complaining though, right?
No. It's just the way it works, Carl.
It's the way it is.
And, you know, I can tell you I've won a couple times and I've lost four times. So I'm pretty familiar with both winning and losing. And now winning is funner, I can tell you that.
It always is. Okay, so Patrick, then – is this the last time you're going to be interested in politics, or do you think?
No. You know, I'm not done.
You're still young.
I'm 46, so there's possibilities down the road. So you always keep your eyes open and see where you might need where you're needed, and the public will always come forward and say, and that's what started me running in the first place. Was I was prompted by a gentleman. And he pretty much grabbed me and threw me in because I don't think I would have done it otherwise. It's a pretty big step to do that. One of the toughest things, Carl, is asking for money. Man, that has been hard to do for a lot of fiscal conservatives and others. We don't usually ask for money. And so when you run a race, you have to raise a lot of money. And that's always been the toughest thing for me is getting out there and asking people for money. It's hard to do. You know, I look at the eyes of a hardworking man or woman, and it's just very difficult to ask for money. But it is part of being a good candidate is asking for money. And that's something I had to learn to do. And so for those that are contemplating running in the future, that's one thing you got to get over, that you've got to master that art of asking people for money, because these things aren't free.
Okay. All right. What do you think is going to happen over the next 4 or 5 months here at the council?
Well, it's you know, there's
I know Brent's already said we need to get a plan, get it done now, and Francie kind of leaned in there and said, well, you know what, maybe we should wait till February, unless I read that wrong in the paper. I didn't get a chance to ask her specifically.
Well, Carl, I've been to the last 8 years, actually going back 12 years, and for the last 8 years I've not missed a single council meeting, and I don't plan on missing any as we go forward as well. And you can see a lot of things. Now, we have two new council members, and mm-hmm. they're brand new. So they don't know the processes too well. Neither of them have attended lots of council meetings, a few council meetings here and there. And so they're going to be learning a lot. And the quicker they learn, the quicker they can.
What he's asking for is, hey, let's make a plan about what we're going to do about public safety. And already he's run into let's wait till February.
Well, the chief already has a plan, and we've already known. I mean, issues with public safety and administration of justice is not rocket science. There is a science to it, but it's well known, and the chief is very capable of it. And in fact, he has a plan. The bottom line is you've got to make choices. And the last time I asked my colleagues, including now Mayor Sullivan, to go back department by department, make some reductions, 2, 3, 5, 7%, and redirect that money towards public safety, and let's implement the chief's plan that the chief has put together. And he has multiple plans depending on how much money that could come up. Live within your means. I've said it many times. We do not have a revenue problem. We have a spending problem. And already this council is already starting to talk about taxing the public more next year.
Where's the spending problem?
The spending problem is that we're spending.
Because we talk about this, and yet I hear other people, other candidates, but I also hear the city manager and other people who are in the government saying is that they're cut down to a lot of – I mean, they're cut down pretty lean.
They're not.
Okay.
You're going to get a when have you ever heard of a bureaucrat saying, you know what, we just got a lot of extra money here so we can cut departments? They've never said that, and they never will. The bottom line here is that they don't want to go department by department. Just the mere fact that this council – well, not this council, but the last previous council – would not even take a look to see if there's any ways to shorten or tighten up. There clearly is. There clearly is, Carl. And government is filled with areas that you can tighten up 50,000 here, 20,000 there, 100,000 here. We can do it, and we can put officers on the street. It's not difficult to do, but it does take backbone to stand up to staff. And they're simply believing today that the public is going to support a tax increase and increase the size of local government with no efficiency standards. That's the problem with local government, is that it's terribly inefficient. And if it was a private sector company, it would have been broke long ago.
Okay, well, I'm going to take a little bit of an early break here. And our guest is Patrick Jones, who has hung up his political spurs, even though it doesn't sound like it, but it doesn't sound like he's hung them up forever. So we'll be right back after these messages.
Orchard Nutrition Center buys locally to not only support our North State growers and vendors, but buying locally also reduces the time from grower to market, which ensures that your family has the freshest, most nutritious products available.
My name is Pam Giacomini. I'm with Hat Creek Grown Beef up in Hat Creek. Orchard Nutrition Center has been showcasing our product for several years, and we are now their exclusive grass-fed beef producer. They're also cooking our deli rounds in their deli and produce their roast beef sandwiches out of it. Working with the crew here is just fantastic. We really appreciate their work with us and their embracement of local products and good local producers.
Hi, I'm Richard Bloom. We manufacture the MSM Health Solutions products in Anderson, California. It's really good to see a local company like Orchard getting behind manufacturers locally and helping us to produce here locally to sell our products locally.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly local Whole Foods store. Visit them at 221 Locust Street in Reading or on the web at orchardnutrition.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio, it's Monday, the 8th of December, 56 degrees out there. It's going to rain today, probably taper off, and then it's going to, on Wednesday, we're going to really get hammered. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, you know, a lot of rain coming in, a lot of snow, hopefully, up in the mountains for people that rely on snow for their businesses. And if you, though, just want a haircut, one of the most important parts of your day is to head on down to Cypress Square Barbershop, right across from the subway off of Athens Avenue, right there. and get your haircut. DC Tim and the Man in Black, Logan, will give you a great haircut. Discounts for seniors and veterans, and it's Man's Last Stronghold. That's right, Man's Last Stronghold. You can go in there and just have it's, you know, have a wonderful haircut, great conversation, see everybody, and it's kind of like the Cheers of barbershops. Cypress Square Barbershop in the end, right off of Athens Avenue. Our guest is Patrick Jones, entrepreneur and manager of the Jones Fort Gun Shop, of course. And is you are building a range.
Yeah, this is a very special project to me. In fact, it's my life's dream and my life's goal to have a high-quality shooting range for the people here in Shasta County. And so while I grew up shooting on shooting ranges and I've been a competitive shooter and a former state champion, I love shooting. I don't care what type of shooting it is, handgun, rifle, shotgun, I like it all. And I'm competitive, and so it's just a lot of fun. And when you're competitive, you want a quality place to shoot, to get your skills to the highest level. And while I'm getting old and certainly no more, not getting any younger, but there are a lot of folks out in the Redding area in Shasta County and really here in Northern California that have the potential to be champions, but they need a good place to shoot and a safe place to shoot. And in addition to that, our own law enforcement and our own military don't have a place here locally to shoot, and that's a shame because we deserve that.
Do you think they're going to shut down that one pistol or the shooting range for the police?
Well, Carl, I've watched that over decades and decades as I've grown up here, and clearly there are some homes located so close to that range that when bullets are now hitting those homes, there is a safety concern. There is no question about that. I think those neighbors are not complaining about the noise. In fact, I think most of them even signed agreements that they won't complain about noise. But they had not contemplated bullets hitting their homes, and that's a different issue. Now, what I've recommended is that it's so hard. I hate to see any range anywhere shut down because they're so hard to get new ones created, and I know that because I'm working on doing that. But if we can reduce the amount of shooting there and reduce the impact to that neighborhood, I think that's going to make those neighbors very happy. And so if we can have a new location where they have better facility, bigger facility with more hours of operation and done safely, I think we can reduce the amount of shooting there. And I think that's all the neighbors there are asking for. And I've been working with them. I stay in contact with them and let them know that I am working on a new regional facility. And, you know, once upon a time, Carl, the city and the county were working together for a regional shooting range. I was involved in that process. Mm-hmm. And then they just kind of passed the buck. So I've been working on it for many years. So out of my own money, I bought a piece of land, 160 acres, and I'm going through the process now of doing water delineation. We're done with that. Acoustic study, about ready to start on the traffic study and make all those things that the county needs to make sure that we are not having impacts that affect the area greater than what we should. So I'm going through that process now, and I'm excited about it. And if things go well, and I can get the zone changed, I hope to be moving dirt late this summer, and that's my goal. If it takes longer, it takes longer, but that's my goal.
Okay, great. Let's go to the phones. Billy Bob, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, Patrick, again, I want to take this opportunity to congratulate you for everything you've done for this city, and it's unfortunate you're still not there in that capacity. And the other thing is I wanted to bring it to your attention that on Carl's show last week, which is my little bandwagon I get on, is that Maurice Johannesson indicated that on a 95-unit apartment complex next to the veterans home that he plans on building, the city of Redding was requiring $1.5 million in permits and impact fees, and on a $9 million project. So it's over 15%. And this, again, is where government is standing in the way of free enterprise, and this construction industry is so important to this area. So I just wanted to pick that up again because
sure,
I'm not going to give up on this, and we need a three-year moratorium. And I'm not hopeful with this new council that, as you have had problems getting that moratorium reinstated. So anyway, and good luck on your range. I'll be batting 100% for you. And also, we need you to run for supervisor. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Billy Bob, for the kind words. And thanks for coming to council meetings and all that you do. Geez, if we had half of Reading doing as much as you do, Bob, I don't think we'd have any trouble at all. You know, I've stayed in contact with Maurice Johannesson on his project. It's a great project. And we've talked in length about the impact fees. And Billy Bob, as you know, impact fees doubled in 2002. They then again doubled again, quadrupling them in 2004 based on growth, future growth that never came. We saw what happens when we reduce impact fees by a third. We get a ton of permits pulled almost overnight, and it is tremendously important for the city of Reading to get those people working, because that trickle effect then affects the entire community in a very positive way. I truly believe that the impact fees here in Reading are considerably excessive, and a one-third reduction is not only going to create more money for the city of Reading, it puts people to job. The last time we did this, it was estimated that we put 750 people to work, and it created about $16 million worth of value in the Reading area. And we can do that again. I believe the impact fees are too high based on future growth that did not happen. And, you know, for Maurice's project, I think it probably has all but come to a standstill because the amount of impact.
$1.5 million in permits and fees. This is just ridiculous. This is over 10% of what it's going to cost to build there.
He would have
over
already 10% built that.
Over that. Now, tell me what's right about this, that it's going to cost that much money, $1.5 million in permits and all these things. I mean, this is just, I mean, right now you're keeping a viable project off, you know, off the and off the starting line because of this. I mean, it seems that there could be ways of working around this.
Unfortunately, I think it's an issue of control, that we've allowed city staff and city administrators to have too much control by having the high fees. Then they get to control who, what, when, where, and how. And that's why we need a culture change at City Hall.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is I've had people say, hey, I got hit with this $100,000 fee permit for this restaurant. And this isn't in Selmos. It's right downtown here. And they went back and they just said, well, what about this and this and this? And the city did. They go, oh. And it ends up getting reduced down to like $40,000. But I'm beginning to, well, but if that's the case, why did they say $100,000 to begin with? If most people might, if people had not done an extensive bit of research like the owner did, they would have just said, well, I'm not going to build. This is just too much money.
Well, and that's, you know, and I see that all the time. It's why I'm going to continue to go to council meetings, is when I see things that I see and people contact me, they fear retribution if they push too hard. I see that as a severe problem. But also things like moving the public comment period, why that doesn't have a lot of cost associated with it. Moving the public comment period to the back. There's no reason for that. When I see this current council doing things like that, then I absolutely know that they need to be watched and scrutinized. And the impact fees, just plain and simple, they're set too high. It's about control, and it needs to end. And it really affects the recovery that the city of Reading is still not out of the recession. And while other parts of the states are moving forward, we're not. And part of it is because of what we do at 777 Cypress Avenue.
Let's go to the phones. Gary, Gary. Oh, did we lose you, Gary?
Let's try that again.
Gary, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. You're on.
Thank you, Patrick and Carl. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Gary.
And Bob, I don't want to not include him in Savannah. So Merry Christmas to you all. And again, I'm with all the rest, Patrick. Thanking you so much for your service. Now, in your future plans, and I may miss part of it because I had a phone call, I'm so relieved that you will be looking at the city council, and it will be so helpful because you will have that perspective to be able to understand and explain to the populace the machinations of the city council. And you team up with Carl, the radio station, and the Lantern newspaper. What a dynamic trio.
Well, I agree, Gary. It's
populace will have for the city of Reading and understanding and be told the truth.
I appreciate the kind words, Gary, and I am thinking about other media possibilities, so time will tell as to what happens there. But you're absolutely right. People don't understand and know the process at City Hall. They come up to me constantly and say, here's my problem. What do I do? And that's an odd thing at first, I thought, as to why people wouldn't know what to do. But you know what? When I first started running for council back in 2002, I didn't know what to do either, and I didn't know the processes. It takes years and years. And so there is value over these last 8 years for me. There's a lot of value there where I can help people be effective at City Hall. And what I mean by being effective is getting something out of City Hall that you clearly deserve, because some people clearly do very well at City Hall and others do not. Why is that? Well, it's because they have knowledge of how to be effective. And I hope that that is somehow where I can fit in the future to help people be effective at City Hall.
Okay. And Carl, to you, I applaud and agree with your idea about people who become candidates and put themselves out there and want to do something. However, the other side, Brent Weavers, a former student of mine.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, I would be rather prejudiced on the plus side. But he has decided the force of his office to take my constitutional right away from me to address the city council at a timely manner. And since he has done that, has voted, he's had help, but he has voted, he's no longer on my nice guy list, but he's on my list.
Okay.
And for that reason, and I think you would be too, you know, if he and I were disagreeing on whether we like chocolate ice cream or vanilla, that's no big deal. But when you interfere with my constitutional right or want to do something harmful to me, then all bets are off.
Okay, Gary.
Thank you very much.
Thank
gentlemen.
You, Gary. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening.
You know, and Gary makes an excellent point in that the public comment period, we've had experience putting it in the back, and we've had experience putting it forward. And when you put the public comment period at the back of the meeting, nobody shows up. Nobody scrutinizes City Hall.
Nobody sits down there to the end. No, and that's true. But the comment periods before each topic are still there.
It's still there.
But I agree. I think it should be 30 minutes at the front of a – even though you've got a couple people in there, they're really – come on. They go over the top, you have to admit.
Yes, but they have the constitutional right to do so.
That's true.
And our job,
still go over the
our
top.
Job is to listen – whether we think they're over the top or not.
But you're not listening to him. I wouldn't listen to him. I mean, he's going to sit there in front of me and talk and rattle on. I'm not listening to him because the things he's saying are just so far out there.
Carl, I've been to every one of those meetings.
I
have a perfect attendance, and I can tell you very few people have been off topic and not over the top. When you have $365 million in unfunded pension liabilities, and we have a few folks that constantly talk to that, some council members may be tired of listening to that, but they're not over the top.
Well, that's not what I'm talking about, and you know. Anyway, I'll be right back after these messages. I'm here with Patrick Jones. We got people on the phone. We'll be right back.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
For Italian families, the holiday means food, fun, and familia. This holiday season, Kathy and I would like to invite you to celebrate your holiday with us here at Mary's Pizza Shack. And for a limited time, get $10 in Mary's money when you buy a $50 gift card. Or go big, get $20 in Mary's money with a $100 purchase. Share your homemade comfort food at your office or in your home with Mary's Party Trays. See our catering menus or call for a complete list of menu items available. Call Mary's Pizza Shack in Reading at 247-1110 or in our Anderson location at 378-1110. Mary's Pizza Shack, homemade for the holidays.
Happy holidays from our family to yours.
Captain Eric Lawrence needed help after a paralyzing injury in Afghanistan.
PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
is in the air, and when I think of a pumpkin latte, I think of Tobacco and Brew and Espresso Joe's. Holiday season is among us. Thinking of a hostess gift or perhaps something for a coworker? Tobacco and Brew carries a wonderful selection of coffee beans, loose tea leaves, and coffee and tea accessories. Tobacco and Brew, locally owned and operated, has been so supportive of our community, so shop local. Check out the largest humidor in the North State. New brands and your favorites always in stock. Tobacco and Brew, and so much more. Open 7 days a week. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew.
A great commercial. You finished? You didn't mention, though, that Tobacco and Brew really supports veterans' issues and the veterans right here in Redding and Shasta County. In fact, hop in the truck. Let's head on down there.
Okay, let's go.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReddingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReddingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindabot. Linda's a little bit under the weather today. 8:50 on a Monday, the 8th of December. Yeah, just a small town girl. 56 degrees. It's going to be raining today, but tapering off. Wednesday should be cloudy, and Thursday, Friday, it's going to be rough. We're going to be getting a lot of rain, a lot of snow up there in the mountains, maybe even heavy winds. The weather is always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where their customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated. Veterans and seniors discounts at Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. Let's go to the phone. Sally, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, Sally?
I am great. I just had an observation to make regarding the public comment period you were talking about.
Sure.
If the people getting up and doing public comment were complimentary, would they have moved it to the back of the bus?
No.
Exactly. That's my point. We're asking for 30 minutes. I mean, what is 30 minutes in a meeting time?
Well, you told me.
It's not like it goes on and on and on. We possibly 10 people could get up and speak, and I doubt that that many do.
Well, you know what, Sally?
It's just the nature of the public comment that they don't like, and isn't that getting in the way of freedom of speech?
Well,
if they don't like what we're saying is the bottom line.
Well, that's
so
true.
So just don't say it.
Well, that's true, and they should just say that. You know, what they've said, though, is that, this is taking too much time at the beginning of the, at the
it
beginning.
Takes 30 minutes.
Sally,
only allowed for 30 minutes.
I'm on your side. I think this was a horrendous decision, and quite frankly, it wasn't too surprising about what happened there.
Well,
because,
I could understand it coming from Francie and Missy, but for Brent Weaver to jump on board with it, it just blows my mind.
Yep. Yeah, Kristen was pretty much, I was pretty much sure that Kristen was going to vote for that, too, when she was on the show that Tuesday morning.
People need to get up on the 16th. We have one more chance to talk about this before they actually vote to do it. So I hope people come out on the 16th and voice their displeasure.
Well, you know, I think that it might be a good idea is to go out there and just say, hey, look, you know what? I'm not going to take my whole 3 minutes, but here's what I believe is giving 30 minutes to the people at the front of your meeting. There's nothing wrong with this because, you know, you can hear a lot in 30 minutes. Come on. You guys are new. Some of you are new here and it only takes three of you to say, let's just do it. Why don't you can always change it later. Give them a chance. Sit up there and give these people a chance. It doesn't always have to be complimentary, but it does have to give them a chance to be heard at the beginning. You know, again, you know, a lot of time what you, you know, what perceptions are true. And if people think, well, they just don't want to listen, and yet, you know, to me, 30 minutes is not too much to give to the people who elected
exactly.
them.
Exactly. And like Maurice Johannesson last week said, you know, you get it done. You put the hard things at the front,
it.
So you get them done first.
Right. You listen to it and you move on.
Yep. So,
and another important thing, Sally, is that this was only supposed to be temporary. Councilmember MacArthur and Vice Mayor Sullivan at the time said this is temporary. The very first thing they did once the swear-in occurred is they moved it to the back permanently. They essentially lied to the public. They said it was temporary, and as soon as they possibly could, they moved it to the back. I think that says a lot about those two individuals.
It certainly does.
Well,
thank you.
You bet, Sally. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know what? I think it was a wrong decision. I said it then. I've said it to every one of them. But trying to get a decision out of, you know, have them say something. You know, this is the one that for both Brandon and Kristen, it was hard to get this, you know, for them to say a certain way on certain things. On some things, they came right out and said, this is the way I believe. Brent was against the tax. He said, we need a plan. I'm not going to ever vote for a tax unless I see some reason for it. Okay. That was good. You know, Kristen said, I am for the selling of the land to Turtle Bay or to McConnell Foundation. And by the way, the comments in here is, let me just make this one last comment, is McConnell Foundation is not building a hotel. Turtle Bay is building a hotel. McConnell Foundation, there's nothing in it because to build the hotel is because McConnell's not building a hotel. Turtle Bay is building a hotel.
Well, Carl, it's confusing for the public because McConnell is purchasing the land.
Yes,
but
the only reason it is, in my opinion, that the public's confused is because the other side keeps saying it. Even with the president of the Turtle Bay Association or the board of directors saying, no, we're building it. We're building it. People still refuse to believe that that's what's happening.
Well, but it is confusing, Carl. I mean, I'm a council member, and it's confusing. And you take a look at Turtle Bay, City of Reading.
You were a council member.
Correct.
I'm sorry, buddy. You know what? I'm sorry. That was
that. So when all that occurred, I was a council member. How's that?
Yeah. Okay.
And it is confusing because you have someone purchasing a piece of property where the lease is held by someone else and the City of Reading. And so it's a confusing topic right off the top. And to be honest, it's hard to separate. And when you look at the emails that I have looked at, our city attorney was working for McConnell Foundation when he really should have been working for the people of Reading, and that is clear.
Well, I have, you know what, Rick Duvernay, I've seen some of these emails. I am somewhat appalled at some of the emails I've seen. I am. One of his answers was, hey, I'm working for the majority of the council instead of working for the people of all of the people and all of the council. Anyway, hey, let's go to the phones. Henry, good morning.
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm Peachy, Henry.
Hey, Pat. Glad you're in there pitching.
Well, thank you, Henry. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Say, you know, I have a suggestion about Tammany Hall. I think what we should do is get a petition up on that going before the city council early. And if they don't want to listen to a petition by the people, then start recalls on those who refuse to do that. And do it immediately.
Well, it is an option for the community that if they feel strong enough about the public comment period, they can gather those signatures and we can vote on it. And
well, if they don't want to listen to the constituents, then they shouldn't be in office in the first place.
Well, I would agree with you 100%. We're there to listen, and putting the public comment period at the back, the reason why it's so wrong is because no one knows what time that city council meeting will wrap up before public comment can begin. And I'm serious when I say sometimes they don't end till 1 or 2 in the morning. Do you think anybody's going to be left to speak?
In my long life is the fact that if you do a recall against, say, 4 of those people immediately, their political career is over.
Well, Yeah, well, you know, here's the thing is, here's something that came in from the chat room. Why don't you put in the first 30 minutes, put all the smoochy people on first and put the ranters on at the end. That way you get all the smoochy people to make the city council feel good, and then at the end they could give them nightmares. So.
Well, the point I'm getting at, Carl, is the fact that we have a solution to the problem and nobody seems to be doing it. And it isn't something that you have to put off. You can do it immediately.
Yeah.
You know, and Carl and
thanks
Hank.
Thanks a lot, Henry.
Thanks, Hank. You know, and I've agreed with city staff. Most people probably don't know this, but I've agreed with city staff probably 80% of the time. The majority of the time, I agree that staff is doing a very good job and that the city has a lot of mundane things that we do very well. And so, you know, and I thank staff, probably don't thank staff enough for those mundane things. But clearly on some higher topic items where I think more scrutiny, that's unfortunately what I'm known for over the years. And I guess that's just human nature. But nevertheless, I just wanted to bring that out. We live in a great city. I think this is the best city. We can make it better. And, you know, I'm proud to have served. Carl, I again want to thank you for being a part of the community and getting guys like me and anybody else in here to speak about things that affect all of us. And so I really appreciate all of your hard work.
Well, thanks a lot, Patrick. And we hope to see a lot of you in the future. I think we will. And don't quit swinging because you've got the best interest of Reading in your heart. Hey, tomorrow we're going to have on Bob Dunlap and the new A veteran service officer. We're going to introduce Duke to everybody and talk about what's going on in the veterans with our veterans. We're also on Wednesday, the chief. We've got a lot of things happening this week here on KCNR 1460, your talk radio station. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. There's a big mess to clean up today in Berkeley, California. Protesters went on a rampage last night, smashing windows and looting some stores. The demonstrators protesting deadly police shootings in Missouri and New York. No word of any serious injuries. Police say they made 5 arrests. A handful of protesters marching toward the U.S. Capitol today. They were stopped by police. Demonstrators carrying signs bearing the names of black Americans who have been killed by police. The protesters demanding a human rights investigation. Due out soon, a Senate report on CIA interrogation techniques. The document examines the use of what's termed torture of prisoners in the aftermath of 9/11, waterboarding, sleep deprivation and such, at secret sites abroad.
This will be used by our enemies to motivate people to attack Americans and American facilities.